dark seat there.
Yeah, first of all, I broke once, and then I played the terrible games. Like, he started the game with a forehand on the line, and then I make a huge mistake. I didn't serve well. And then I managed to break him again at 5-3 with the long games, a lot of break points, but he was serving well all the time. That's his best weapon. And then I played the really good games at 5-3. I started with, he made a mistake, so I made a backhand volley winner, good serve, and then amazing backhand to finish the match. So I was like, just continue like that, just try to be solid and try to make it, go for it, and try to win the match, and that's what I did.
David, at the
It is a one-week tournament, but finish on Saturday, I think. Yeah. So it's
6 days. Yeah.
6 days, so it's quite compact. You have matches every day, pretty much. Just one day off, like I had yesterday. I prefer the 1 week, like full week, Monday to Sunday. It's easier for the fans, easier to see that you can have 2 days off during the week, and then it's enough. You know, five matches, 2 days off. 7 days of matches for the tournament, so it's nice. And last year in Shanghai, I made the quarterfinals, and always a day off. It felt like I was there forever, only for quarterfinals, even if it was an amazing tournament. So it's not a big fan of 2 weeks tournaments.
David, Acapulco is a Mexican city with beautiful landscape, wind, and an ocean, and this may be great for some players. How do you feel the surface, the courts, and all conditions in general?
No, it's an amazing tournament. It is something different. Like, we play every day after 6 p.m. So to have a great atmosphere, to have night session matches, the temperature is amazing after 6. And during the day, you can relax when you have a day off. You can go a little bit at the pool. You can relax at the beach as well. So like you said, the landscape is amazing. So everything is positive, you know, to play a good tournament. So it's really nice, and I'm happy that I'm playing well. So it's